This is a CHUI news report. The Transgender Day of Remembrance was marked on Monday, November 20th, with a candlelight vigil at the historic bastion in downtown Nanaimo, which was lit up in pink, blue, and white lights. People took turns reading the names of transgender and gender nonconforming people around the world who died from transphobia this year, including five from Canada. Lauren Simple is the president of the Nanaimo Pride Society.
So Trans Day of Remembrance is a day when we gather to remember those who have lost their lives in the past year, just simply for the fact that they are trans. So they've lost their lives to transphobic hate and violence. We read the names of those who have been lost from across the world. Today we read over 300 names, and that number keeps growing, which is scary in its own way. But what most marked today as notable is that the numbers in Canada are growing. I've been planning Trans Day of Remembrance vigils since 2016, and I don't think I've ever read more than one name from Canada before. And so this year to have five names, including a 10-year-old, including a shooting in Vancouver, it's heart-wrenching and it's scary to think of how this transphobic violence and the anti-trans rhetoric is coming into Canada and impacting what used to be safe, accepting spaces.
A statement by Premier David Eby said that there is no place for transphobia in our province. We continue to speak up against hate and to support our transgender, gender diverse, non-binary, and two-spirit friends, family members, neighbors, and colleagues. All people deserve to live their lives knowing that they are safe and loved. Semple says the only time transgender people are recognized are during the Trans Day of Visibility on March 31st and the Transgender Day of Remembrance.
So it feels like the only 2 days we have celebrating trans people is one saying, hey, we exist, and the other saying, hey, we're dying. And that's hard. We saw a lot of allies out today, which was very nice to have. But as trans people, to have to get together year after year and mourn the loss of those who are just simply living their lives like we are, it's just very heavy on our hearts. And it definitely causes people to, I think, rededicate to their activism and their work, because it's a stark reminder that this fight is not across the border. It's not overseas. It's not just in Brazil and South America. It's here. It's in Canada. And we need to be taking serious action to stop these numbers from going in the wrong direction.
Tammy Nutting played a song to end the event.
There's only one way to win. And it comes from deep from within. And it don't matter the color of my skin, 'cause the only color is love. Love wins. The only color is love. Love wins. The only color is love. Love wins.
Love wins, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight.
For CHUI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.